Actually, Maggie's not here. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm guest hosting for Maggie today, along with my stellar co-host, Angela Lang. We like to do this together over the last several months, and it's always a joy, Angela, to be here with you.
Same, likewise. And thanks, Judge Taylor, for being here.
Yeah,
well, thanks so much for having me.
We've got appellate court judge Chris Taylor on the stream with us. She is running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you can join our conversation anytime by phone or by text. The number for both is 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to talk with Judge Taylor, just give us a holler. Judge Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
You know, Justice Susan Crawford was sworn in just the other day. Were you there? What do you make of her ascendancy?
Oh, I was just so thrilled. Just absolutely thrilled. I was so proud of the people of the state of Wisconsin who rejected the efforts of the richest man in the world to buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I just was inspired by that. I was so proud of the people of the state. I was so proud to be from Wisconsin. And I thought it was a great celebration of the democratic process and the people having the say, the ultimate say in who they elect to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So it was a celebration, in my opinion. It was a celebration of democracy, judicial independence, fairness. I just have the utmost respect for Justice Crawford. I served with her when I was a circuit court judge. She's going to do a great job. She is just so conscientious and so committed to considering the different sides and issues and applying the law in the most just way that she can. So I'm really excited to see that and see her there.
It was an inspiring victory and a black eye for Elon Musk.
And he deserves them. We needed that. I mean, so with that being said too, that was going to be one of my first questions is like, what are the lessons learned from the Crawford campaign? I mean, We've been dealing with state Supreme Court races and tensions for years now, right? We've kind of gotten used to it. But the last cycle felt very different. There was this new element with, you know, the Trump administration and Elon with these $1 million checks. What are any lessons learned? Because I think we also might be entering some new territory if that's how our last election was. What are you thinking about doing things differently the next time?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I think one thing that people are really realizing is that they are not going to be able to depend on the U.S. Supreme Court to protect our democracy and to protect our rights. That is going to happen in the state. And this what it's going to come down to, I think, given the abdication of the U.S. Supreme Court on their role in checking unlawful conduct by the other two branches of government, is it's going to come down to our state Supreme Court to really stand up for people, to really defend our democracy, to really defend due process and people's constitutional rights. And so I think that was something that the people of the state of Wisconsin really understood. I also think the other thing that's happening is people are really seeing how important it is to have an independent judiciary, to have a judiciary that's not under the thumb of the other two branches of government. And I really saw this so clearly when I was in the legislature and there were things happening. And I remember thinking, wow, some of these bills that are being passed are just not good for the people. They're not lawful. They're not constitutional. But at that time, we didn't have a state Supreme Court that was willing to check the state legislature. And it was a terrible feeling, a very helpless feeling, because the court, that is one of the central roles of the state Supreme Court, is to make sure the other branches of government are not acting in unlawful and constitutional ways. So I think people are really understanding the importance of the court. And then I think the third lesson is that people want the court not only to be independent and not only to check the power of the two other branches, but they want a court who's in their, on their side, who's going to be in their corner, who is going to stand up for everyday Wisconsinites, not the most powerful special interests, not the people who have all the power. And that's really what I think Justice Rebecca Bradley, who I'm running against, that has been what she's done. I think that she has not stood up for the people of the state of Wisconsin, but has been under the thumb of these right-wing special interests like the Federalist Society and these other groups that have a lot of power. But for me, this campaign is about, and I think Susan Crawford's victory is about the power of the people collectively, that they should be at the center of their government, and they have the power to control that, to control their government and to make sure their government is really standing up for them and is really reflecting what they need from the judiciary, what they need from the legislature. So I think those are three lessons, certainly, that I'm watching and learning, but I think our state has really shown the country and the world that we're understanding that really clearly here in Wisconsin.
We're speaking with Judge Chris Taylor, who's running for the state Supreme Court. And now you're sure Rebecca Bradley is running? I guess she hasn't raised any money.
That was going to be my question. I'm like, are we sure she's running?
Well, you know, she said she's running. She announced the night that Susan Crawford was elected, when she also said she did not want to work with Susan Crawford, which I was really quite appalled by those comments.
It was tacky, in my opinion. Well, it was tacky.
And
I will say that. You don't have to. I will.
Well, this is what I'm going to say. As an appellate court judge now, is it's particularly concerning because we write decisions in panels. Mm-hmm. I do write some individual decisions on the appellate court, but mostly I'm writing in a panel of three judges, and the Supreme Court writes in a panel of seven. I mean, they sit around a conference table and talk about, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, as appellate judges, listen to our colleagues, consider other opinions, because, you know, I know I don't know everything. I know I learn from my colleagues, and hopefully they're learning from me. And so that discussion that happens when you're reviewing a case and when you're looking at the briefings and going through oral argument is so critical in reaching the best decision. And so if you're not willing to do that, you should not be on the appellate court.
I mean, she has shown Rebecca Bradley, the bad Bradley, as we call her on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, that she doesn't have the judicial temperament to be there. I mean, she is vile toward even her fellow conservative Brian Hagedorn, both in writing decisions and then in public comments about them. So it's just a very peculiar approach to collegiality. I mean, she's not collegial at all, as referenced by her comment that she didn't want to work with Susan Crawford. I mean, what a ridiculous thing to say.
Well, and it means you really can't do the job.
Right.
Honestly. Yeah. If you cannot have discussions with people who you might not see eye to eye with. I mean, that for me is, I actually like those discussions. Mm-hmm. I like talking to people who have different views than me, because what I know is I don't always know. I'm not always right. You know, I think that's how we expand our minds. That's how we consider different opinions. And even the legislature, I really enjoyed figuring out, how do I work? What are the issues I can work with some of my Republican colleagues who I might disagree with on a lot of things, but I was, you know, really, really happy that I found areas to work collectively with my colleagues on, when maybe, you know, we didn't agree on a lot of other things. But there's usually something you can find that you agree on and that you can work on. And that really brought me a lot of satisfaction. And I think, honestly, I got some really important bills passed when I was in the legislature because of these conversations that I had with, you know, legislators. And in some ways, I didn't care if they were Democrat or Republican on these issues, as long as we could agree that was important. And that happens on the appellate court. I'm constantly having discussions with my colleagues who I'm on these panels with. We are always going back and forth, and what about this, and what about this case? And it's a really fun, stimulating environment. And if you don't have that, you're not going to write the best decisions.
We're speaking with Chris Taylor. I'm Matt Rothschild, guest hosting along with Angela Lang here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You know, you, I think, if and when, and I think it will be when you get on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I think you'd enjoy working with Justice Brian Hagedorn, who ran as an ultra conservative, but has ruled from the bench with an independent mind and also a moderate style in his writings by and large. And he wasn't afraid to join with his liberal partners there on the court on some really big cases. The biggest of all was the Trump versus Wisconsin case on the voting in 2020. And so I think that would be someone you could work with, don't you?
I can work with anybody. I mean, I really can. And I look forward. I'd be honored to work with Justice Hagedorn. I'd be honored to work with Justice Ziegler on the court. If I was on the court now, I'd be attempting to work with Rebecca Bradley. I mean, there's nobody I won't work with. And so, yes, absolutely. I look forward to working with him. I look forward to learning from him and hopefully, you know, maybe assisting him in thinking of different angles that he hasn't thought of. But that is the point of these appellate courts. And so, yes, that I welcome that.
You know, one of the things I think we've all learned here in Wisconsin since Scott Walker was first elected governor is how important statewide races are, how important even local races are, but races for governor, races for attorney general, races for Wisconsin Supreme Court, these are crucial. And I know there may be some listeners right now on civic media who are more concerned with Donald Trump and what happens at the national level, or more concerned what's going on in Congress. But the decisions by the Wisconsin Supreme Court impact us on a daily basis here. And you're right, Judge Taylor, that right now the only way to preserve our rights is through our state constitution and our state Supreme Court, because at the federal level, everything is in the hands of people who don't respect our rights. And that's why I want to encourage everyone to get involved locally in these races. And this is a crucial race. If people wanted to support you, how would they go about doing that, Judge Taylor?
Well, first of all, they can definitely go to my website, www.chris4justice.com. They can join the campaign. They can learn more, you know, go to my website, learn more about me, talk to your friends, talk to your families, talk to your community about why this race is so important. Come to events that we'll be having around the state. And, you know, those are some immediate ways that people can get involved. But this is, you know, this is a people-led campaign. If you care about justice, please join me.
Thanks so much for being our guest today, Judge Taylor. And we'll be right back on the Maggie Dawn Show. The number to call, 855-752-4842.